Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
An IPO, or initial public offering, is when private companies go public and float on the stock market. Last year, the value of IPOs worldwide went up, but the number of companies doing so went down. It comes as two prominent IPOs in the past fortnight, Trump Media and Reddit, have fallen dramatically since their debut. Regionally, the Americas continue to lead the way, with Asia weakened a little bit. Fergal McAlevey is the EY Ireland corporate finance partner and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Fergal.
Morning, Joe.
So fewer flotations, but worth more.
Yes, I think we're starting to see that there's more. The cautiousness that was in the market last year is starting to disappear a little. Mm. We're starting to see some high quality IPOs come through. You've mentioned a few haven't succeeded so well, mm-hmm. but a lot of the ones that came through in Q4 and some of the bigger ones coming through this year look like they've got better fundamentals, better technology, and look like they're performing much better. And some of the ones that came through last year, the likes of Arm Holdings, the UK company, mm-hmm. which refloated last year, it's up more than 100% in the last 4 or 5 months. So we are starting to see companies with strong fundamentals doing quite well in the marketplace.
Okay. And any particular sectors? Is it tech as usual, or is it a kind of...
Yeah, it's tech, life sciences and industrials. They're probably the three main sectors where you're starting to see that growth. The European, their EMEIA market is doing quite well in terms of volume of IPOs. India has had a surge in the volume of IPOs.
Oh, India has seen a surge.
In the last couple of years, yeah.
So the number of IPOs in India is up and is doing well, but they're not worth as much.
They're not worth as much, yeah. So I think really where the bellwethers are the large IPOs, the ones that have high market caps, you know, high levels of following, lots of institutional investors, and they're the companies that everybody looks to. How they perform really are a strong indication of where the market will go over the coming year.
But it does look as if Chinese IPOs and other Asian, not India obviously, have been less successful.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the Chinese market and the Asia Pac market has fallen in the volume of IPOs, but Europe and the US are doing quite well in that sense.
Now, are we back almost to where we were pre-pandemic?
No, I wouldn't think so. I think the big weighing factor against that is private equity. There's so much private capital available now. There hasn't been that much investment over the last couple of years. There are now lots of alternatives to going in IPO. Once upon a time, an IPO was seen as kind of the pinnacle of what you could achieve.
Yeah.
But now lots of companies have, you know, very, very high valuations and have stayed in the private market because they can access private capital.
Well, the thing about private equity is, of course, that the moment they go in, they're already looking for the so-called exit, you know, which is the kind of the sale of the business, either privately or to float it off.
Yeah, that can be true. But I guess they are really, it's probably a bit unfair because they are really seeing how they can grow a company. Mm. And they are trying to put capital in to kind of grow and scale the company.
And make some money.
Organically. Absolutely. Makes money for, because they have investors as well. So they have a different set of investors than what's in the public markets. Mm. But the agenda is still the same, as how they can increase the value of the company and make money for their investors.
Why would a company want to float off in the stock market, given the fact that it puts great pressure on themselves to file quarterly returns? Like, we're going to start the so-called reporting season tomorrow, even for the first quarter. It puts an undue pressure on companies to float off.
Yeah, I think it's balanced, but I think the flip side is that you have a highly liquid market. So when some of the investors decide they want to get out of your company, there are other investors there who can take their place, which is much harder to do if you're a private company. So it gives you that liquidity, and that shareholder base can be more mobile, I guess, as opposed to in a private company, the investors you have are there, you know, for a number of years.
Well, and going back to the strength of America, again, quite a few companies are delisting from the Irish stock exchanges and even the London Stock Exchange and moving over there.
Yeah. Again, it's down to the volume of capital. A huge number of institutional investors are in the US. People want to see a high liquidity in their shares, lots of trading going through. And the US has by far and away the largest volume of capital. So we're seeing more and more companies going there. And then you also get built into the indices that are there. So the fund managers end up buying your stock and increases that liquidity.
Because they have to. What about IPOs in Ireland? I mean, only this week we were speaking to Cathal Friel, who floated off one of his companies, European Green Transition, on AIM.
Yeah, I think there are a couple of companies who've come through, but they're probably in smaller values. it's an alternative way to raise capital from private investors by doing an IPO. Carl's company listed on AIM in London, where there is a high liquidity for kind of high net worth investors. But I think we're still not seeing large companies coming through that are worth, you know, a couple of hundred million or certainly north of a billion in valuation. And that's really where you need to be to attract the range of investors you want on your shareholder.
Okay. And finally, stock market indices don't often reflect the strength of their home economy, because we've seen how weak the UK and German economies are, and yet the FTSE 100 and the DAX in Germany are reaching all-time highs. There's a disconnect.
Yeah, I guess there is, but I guess it depends on where the capital is flowing from or where those companies trade. So you could have a company who's listed in Germany, but it's a global company. So yeah, they're not necessarily indicative of their own economy.
Yeah, absolutely. Fergal, thank you very much for joining
us.
That's Fergal McAlevey, a partner with EI.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.